Who Built the Moon? That's the intriguing title of a new book by Alan Butler and Chris Knight. Their research has led them to believe that the moon was artificially created. But according to Alan, it wasn't actually looking at the moon itself that first alerted them to this idea.
Our background really is in ancient measuring systems going back at least 5,000 or 6,000 years. And during our research into one particular measuring system from the megalithic period, we came up with a specific form of linear measurement which divides into the Earth's circumference in a known and rational way, which makes it what's known as geodetic. We were somewhat surprised later in our research to find out that the same measurement did the same thing on both the moon and the sun. And it alerted us to certain mathematical relationships between the Earth, moon and the sun that have not been noticed before. So what we decided to do was to have a look at the moon much more closely. We did all the research that we could to find out what the latest ideas are about the moon, and we discovered almost immediately that the moon is really, really weird. In fact, more is not known about it than is known, even despite the fact that we've been there on so many occasions. And in a nutshell, what we came down to realising at the end of the day, even though many listeners will think this is a really radical idea, is that the moon must be artificial, and not only is it an artificial object, but whoever made it or whatever made it has left very definite messages to tell us that.
Let's deal first with why does it mean it has to be artificial?
There is a mathematical relationship between the size of the Earth, the Moon and the Sun, and a relationship between the orbital periods of the Moon and the Earth, which should not be there. In reality, the size of an object has nothing to do with the way it orbits. That's to do with speed. But there are very close mathematical connections, and they all seem to be based upon the fact that the Earth would fit into the circumference of the Sun 109.3 times. That sounds like a very arbitrary, strange sort of number. But when you multiply it by 366, which is a number that occurs time and time again in our findings, you get a very round 40,000. And these three numbers, 109.3, 366 and 40,000, keep occurring time and time again. But they occur in places where they shouldn't occur, which is a definite signal that there's something strange going on.
You say the places that they shouldn't occur. Surely if there's something in the universe that's kind of coincidentally or whatever put all these things together, then these numbers just would keep occurring, wouldn't they?
Well, they would in a way, but the strange thing is, Chantal, when we look elsewhere in the solar system, they're not there. They only work on the Earth, the Moon and the Sun, so it's only in our own backyard, as it were. It's as if somebody came along, saw that the Earth was a potential haven for life, thought, well, we need to give it a bit of help. It needs a moon, a really big moon, so how can we make the moon and at the same time let the people who eventually develop on the Earth know that we've done it? So they made a moon that was very big in size, but very light in mass, which is very peculiar. It's different to any other object. They did lots of other things as well. The material that made the moon was taken from the Earth. Everybody agrees with that. Scientists agree with that. Scientists say that it was made via what they call the Big Whack theory. That suggests that billions of years ago, a large Mars-sized planet hit the Earth, knocked a lot of material off the Earth, which eventually coalesced and formed the Moon. But for that theory to work, the Earth would have been spinning very rapidly as a result of this collision, and there would have had to have been another impact coming from the opposite direction. And there's really no evidence that any of this happened. This is merely a scientific theory, convoluted as it may be, that fits the facts. But what is important is the material that made the moon definitely came from the Earth. Now, let's look at, for example, plate tectonics, which are a vital part of the way the Earth works. Plate tectonics don't occur on the other terrestrial-type planets in our solar system, only on the Earth. And that is because the material that made the moon has been taken out of the Earth's surface, so there's room for the continents to move around. The moon is made up of material from the surface of the Earth, not from far down in the Earth, which is why it's so light in mass, whereas the Earth is very heavy in mass because it has a metallic core. There are all sorts of reasons why it seems odd to believe that the moon could have come about by chance.
That's Alan Butler. Who Built the Moon is published by Watkins.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.